Good morning. Thank you all for being here this morning. As I told a coworker yesterday, I love you. As he stood up there with his harness on and he wasn't tied off, and the jackhammers were jackhammering, and I pointed up to him and I went like this. I said, "You're not tied off." And I said, "I love you." That's Jesus working in the kingdom of heaven in my life. That transpired yesterday, folks. Have you told somebody that you love them? Have you told somebody about the kingdom of heaven? How are you showing the kingdom of heaven in your life? You know, are you in the kingdom of heaven? Do you feel the presence of the kingdom of heaven in your life? Are you working in the kingdom of heaven? Do you want to live in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus mentions, as he begins, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Same words that John the Baptist quoted as John was preaching. And he says, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, if I was to ask us, is the kingdom of heaven at hand to us? Is it already here? Is it passed by? Are you still looking forward to it? Maybe all of those are pertinent. How important is the kingdom of heaven in our lives? This morning we're going to read a whole bunch of passages. Jesus said. Lucas, Brother Lucas, thank you so much for your song choices this morning on Jesus. Because I'd like for us to recognize the words we're reading are from the Son of God, our Savior, Jesus, as he speaks about the kingdom of heaven. The world wants to know about the kingdom of heaven and has all kinds of imaginations about the kingdom of heaven. The best way we're going to understand what the kingdom of heaven is like is listen to Jesus. Jesus has been there. Jesus is there now. Jesus opened those doors for us. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Once again, Brother Brad, you mentioned this passage this morning, and here it is part of the lesson text this morning. Again, it is written, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle by no means will pass from the law until all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Simple question for us this morning. Are you called great or are you called least, according to Jesus, this morning in the kingdom of heaven? Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall. For it was founded on the rock, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and that rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. I know we use these fabulous stories Jesus gave us to teach children, but there's adult lessons here just as well. How are you building your house? Are you on the rock, which is Jesus, or are you on the sand, which is anything but Jesus, this morning? And folks, I like for us to take, you know, he says you can cast out demons in my name, you can do miracles, wonders, 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 wonders. And then Jesus says, I never knew you. Depart from me who practice lawlessness. There's a lot of folks that do a lot of great things in this world. But if they aren't teaching and preaching and following Jesus, folks, it's lawlessness, according to what Jesus said. We may have loved ones that believe some of these things and see some of these things. But folks, the preeminence is in Christ. Not everyone that says to me shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, it is written, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, and as you go preaching, say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. These 12, Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter the city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go preaching, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Now whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. And if the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. Two questions to ask us about the kingdom of heaven this morning. Are you prepared? We're going to read another verse here in the passage in a little bit. What do you think you have to have? Do you have to have two tunics? Do you have to have a full suitcase? How many of us have been on vacation? Some of you are getting ready to go on vacation. Some of you come back from vacation. Some of you on permanent vacation. Okay, that's okay. How many of you have done nothing? And it'd be tough. No money. I could take off with just a shirt on my back as long as I got a credit card or I got some cash, you know? Take off with nothing. No suitcase. No makeup. No cell phone. No internet access. Oh no. None of that stuff's going to be relevant in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus wanted them to focus on sharing the truth. What was most important? Telling people and helping people. Obviously, they had the miraculous power to heal and to help people in those ways, but to confirm the truth that they were saying, that they were of God. When's the last time you shook the dust off your feet? When's the last time I shook the dust off my feet? I know I say you, but I mean me too when I say that. When we shook the dust off our feet, when's the last time we recognized that we're wasting our time? That our peace is not going being received. The truth is not being received. But I want them to understand. I got to make my point. I love them. I care about them. All valid points, all valid considerations in our life. Is your peace being robbed from you? Probably a pretty good understanding for us to shake the dust off our feet. Now, there's many times that the apostles shook the dust off their feet and revisited some people and revisited some things. But at that time and at that purpose under heaven. And when I ask that question, when have we shook the dust off our feet, folks? When have we recognized that something's robbing us of our peace? Pulling us away from God. That's a tough decision to make sometimes. But the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Just remember, some people are going to refuse Jesus. Some people are still looking for him. And we have the opportunity to share the kingdom of heaven with those people. Matthew chapter 13, it is written, and the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and for your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear.'" We have been blessed with the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. I was talking to a brother today on the way to worship service. Talking about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. The truth in life. All men are created equal. God has created all men equally. Not all men get to live equally. Not all men have the same bank account, have the same bone structure, have the same background. But with the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, everybody's equal. Everybody has the same grace. Everybody has full forgiveness. Everybody has an opportunity to apply God's word to their heart. This just backs up the passage about shaking the dust off your feet, brothers and sisters and friends. Mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. I'll tell you what, Brother DC, there's probably a handful of clocks that are his most favorite clocks in the world. And he could tell you all about them and why he thinks they are the best made or his most favorite clocks in the whole world. And you want to know, for me, Brother DC, I don't care. That's true. Now, could I learn something? Sure. Could I enjoy him talking to me about it? Sure. But is that, you know, I really don't care about clocks. I don't want to tell time, and I got a phone now, so I don't even wear a watch anymore. Sorry about that, Brother DC. He's happy other people are concerned about clocks, because that's his life. But folks, same thing with the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. As a shame as it is, and DC probably feels this way, as a shame as it is, I'm not enthralled about clocks. Same way with the kingdom of heaven, folks. We have the mysteries and the keys, and we're going to read here in a minute. We have the kingdom of heaven within us and at our disposal to share with others. And some people don't care. Doesn't mean anything to them. Their hearts are hardened. Their eyes
are closed, their ears are closed. Jesus said. One of the hardest things for us to apply to our lives is Jesus said. It is. I have a hard time accepting I have loved ones and family and friends and neighbors that aren't following Jesus. That's tough.
I still love. I'm going to still, when I get an opportunity. I got an opportunity in the last week to invite somebody, you know, to church. Nah, I'm okay with where I'm at. I'm okay with where I'm doing. It's okay. I did a little bit of planting. I put a little bit of water on there and it went sizzled right back off. That's okay. That's okay because I did what I'm supposed to do in the kingdom of heaven. I'm following Jesus. I'm following Jesus. I still love them. I'm not offended by that. Jesus said another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. Servants said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say the reapers first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now I ask us, brothers and sisters, kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed a good, you know, sowed good seed in his field. God's word is good seed. Now, some of us don't want any bad seeds around, right? How many of us don't like, how many of us want to be amongst the tares? We have to live amongst the tares. We were tares at one time in our lives. We're tempted to become a tare again. I don't want to be wheat today. But the perspective here is, hey man, something's not right. Let's get rid of all them. Let's just use that is an example in here. And Jesus said, okay, we're going to get rid of all the tares. I'm going to destroy them all right at this instant. Or let's just say this, 12 o'clock midnight, pumpkin's going to turn, all the tares are gone. Would you be a stalk of wheat standing at midnight? Is there somebody that you want to tell about Jesus that's a tare that would be gone at midnight? Be ever graceful and thankful like Jesus and be patient. Be patient and be kind and recognize that God is waiting for everybody to turn to Him. When you want to go out and start plucking tares, like these folks here, folks, I ask us to repent, because that's God's business. Matthew chapter 13, Jesus says these things about the kingdom of heaven. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that birds of the air come and nest in his branches. I ask us this morning, are we a mustard seed? Have we grown into a tree where people can come for refuge in our lives? Another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until it was all leavened. Are you the leaven that helps people rise up in the kingdom of heaven? Do you want to be? As you remember last week's lesson, who's going to start? We're all starters. Nobody's on the bench, folks. Nobody's on the bench. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. For the joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. What have you sold? What have we sold and gotten rid of to buy that field in exchange for the kingdom of heaven? And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Is there anything keeping you from the kingdom of heaven being the greatest thing in your life? Are you excited to come here and gather with the saints? Do you look forward to it? Or do you wish that you could have been mowing the lawn? Or you wish you could have been golfing or fishing? Or you wish you'd just be sitting on a porch or in the pool? You wish you're somewhere else rather than with those that are in the kingdom of heaven. If so, your pearls are the wrong kind of pearls for you to serve in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 13, continuing, it says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast in the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw away the bad. So it was at the end of the age, the angels came forth, separate the wicked from among the just and cast them in the furnace of fire, where there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to them, have you understood all these things? And they said to them, yes, Lord. And then he said to them, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out his treasure, things new and things old. Folks, the world wants you to believe that everybody goes to heaven, just some people get a little bit better place in heaven than the others, and that's not true. That's not true at all. There are people following Jesus and people that aren't following Jesus. And at the end of time, there will be a judgment. Don't be deceived by what the world thinks. It troubles my heart when I see people talk about people that have never followed Jesus saying, oh, I'll see them in heaven. Or they're up there in heaven having fun. Or they're doing this in heaven. And I know what the truth is. Let us make sure, folks, that we are the good vessels, not the bad. Matthew 16, when Jesus came in the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? Say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. I feel that this passage is super precious to us because it allows us to recognize what the keys to the kingdom of heaven is. If I was going to ask you, what's the keys to the kingdom of heaven? How long would it take you to come up with that? I got off into the system mass. Okay? House key. Key to the shop. Key to the office. Key to the deadbolts at the construction site. I don't know if that worked in the lawnmower, but I didn't know.
padlock on a construction door, my office door, truck key, job trailer key. That's it. That's all the keys. For my daily life, I have these keys. Jesus says he's the King of Heaven. Right here. Right here. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the key. And those are the keys that we have to share with people. Those are the keys we have to the Kingdom of Heaven. It's not something miraculous, folks. It's just telling people about Jesus. He is the Son of God. He died to take away the sins of the world. This is the way, the truth, and the life. If someone is to ask you, do you have the keys to the Kingdom of Heaven? Would you say yes? Would I say yes? And do you know what? Before I read this passage this morning, I'm thinking, boy, I have to have all those keys to tell somebody. I'd have to have 15 different things memorized to tell somebody about Jesus. Not true. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And this is his word. He's the King of Heaven. The neat thing about that too is Don Smith didn't reveal that to you. God's revealed it to us in his holy word this morning. Red letter edition, Jesus' words to each and every one of us, to our hearts. Are you seeing? Are you hearing? Is it touching your heart? Matthew 18, it is written, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle his accounts with his servants, folks. Because of time, I'm going to skim through these next passages, but I wanted to say this. Forgiveness is a big part of the kingdom of heaven. And we need to be very cautious in our lives, folks, that we don't take up our own cross. We take up the cross that Jesus has given us. I know we're supposed to bear our own cross, take up our cross daily. But I say that to say, if we take up, how do I want to say this? The king wanted to settle his accounts, and he forgave everything. How many of you today prayed, forgive me of my sins, Father in heaven, and as I forgive everybody who has sinned against me? I'll tell you, folks, I pray that every day. Okay? And I pray it a couple times, because I pray it while we're partaking of the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. But this whole passage is about following Jesus in forgiveness. And how can you ask God for forgiveness when you still have ill will and unforgiveness in your heart? It's a matter of the heart. Kingdom of heaven is like God in heaven that forgiven us. Let's not be that servant that puts his hand around somebody's neck and says, pay me, pay me, pay me. Satan will tempt us with that. Satan will tempt us with that. Such is the kingdom of heaven. Little children, come to me. Do not forbid them. Have patience with children. Have patience with children. We are all children of the kingdom of heaven. Have patience with children. Have patience with each other. How many of us, I tell you what, that person can't park in the lines. Those parking spots aren't big enough. Have patience. Have patience.
such is the kingdom of heaven. It is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, but we always want to emphasize that. Rich, 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 rich. But what did Jesus say? The whole story. Paul Harvey. And the rest of the story. With men is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Amen.
In the kingdom of heaven. In the kingdom of heaven. Where are you at, brothers and sisters and friends? You in the kingdom of heaven? Or are you in your own little world? For the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son. The invitation is there, brothers and sisters. I had a hard time. I weaned out a bunch of passages and there's still some. Forgive me. I pray. Words of Jesus. The door is always open for us. The door is always open for us. The kingdom of heaven shall be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. This is the last passage this morning. Blessing yours. 5 foolish, 5 wise. And the only difference is some prepared and some didn't. Some prepared and some didn't. And Jesus said, Lord, Lord, open it to us. But he answered and said, assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour which the Son of Man is coming. Are you prepared? Do you feel prepared in your life? Are you serving in the kingdom of heaven? Are any of these passages from Jesus this morning touching your heart? Do you have oil in your lamp? Are you fully prepared to meet thy God? If not, there's no better time this morning. We plead with you to make your heart right with God. If you have not, join the kingdom of heaven by being baptized into Christ. We invite you to do so this morning as we stand and sing the selected hymn.